Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Tuesday, December 6, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. DHS's cyber investigation, as Log4j vulnerability is still an issue, and hiring or layoffs, a bit more insight into what's happening in tech. This is the Business of Tech. The DHS's Cybersecurity Review Board will look into the Lapsus Data Extortion Group. You may remember this as the teen hacking group that breached Uber, Rockstar Games, Microsoft, Okta, and others. That announcement from the board. And while we're considering previous incidents, Tenable did some research on Log4j and said 72% of organizations remain vulnerable to the Log4Shell vulnerability as of October 1st, 2022, quoting Channel Life New Zealand. According to the data, some 28% of organizations across the globe have fully remediated Log4Shell as of October 1st, 2022, a 14-point improvement from May 2022. Moreover, 53% of organizations were vulnerable to Log4j during the time period of the study, which underscores the pervasive nature of Log4j and the necessary ongoing efforts to remediate, even if full remediation was previously achieved, Tenable says. As of October 2022, 29% of vulnerable assets saw the reintroduction of Log4Shell after full remediation was achieved. Some industries are in better shape than others, with engineering 45%, legal services 38%, financial services 35%, nonprofit 33%, and government 30% leading the pack, with the most organizations fully remediated. And to put this on your radar, The Guardian is reporting on the rise of cyber criminals in sub-Saharan Africa. Quote, "Experts attribute the surge in cybercrime in Africa to the rapid growth of internet use at a time when police forces and criminal justice systems have been weakened by the economic consequences of a series of major challenges." Why do we care? There are three observations to take away here. First, I'm thankful the new review board is digging into these cases to bring lessons back to the community. Those reports, like their airplane safety counterparts, will be helpful. Second, let's observe that cybercrime pays. It's why it's occurring. The conditions are countries with governments that either protect or don't have the resources to hunt these criminals, combined with internet connectivity. It won't be long until internet connectivity globally isn't a factor, so we care about geopolitics. And third, while patching is complex, defenders are not good at this. Those numbers aren't good, and nearly a third of instances seeing a reintroduction is damning. I wanted to highlight a data point I caught. The number of childcare workers is slowly ticking up, with 10,000 employees added over the past 2 months, but still is about 9% below pre-pandemic levels as employers struggle to hire. A lead into the confusion over hiring. Is tech doing layoffs or hiring? Seems the answer is yes. CIO Dive highlights the growth in the sector as reported by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, combined with the specific headlines of tech layoffs. The conclusion? Much of this churn is resulting in returns to employment levels from the beginning of 2020. A key quote, "If I were a CIO at a retail or industrial company, I would see this as a good time to pick up some talent who have experience building and doing technology at a really cool company in the technology space." Because I saw another related piece over in NextGov highlighting how defense contractors and government agencies themselves could capitalize on the opportunity. Why do we care? Here's why we care about that childcare data, quoting from Axios. U.S. labor force participation fell for the third straight month in November. One possible reason is that parents have trouble finding someone to look after their children. The shortage also helps push older workers out of the labor force, as some pitch in to help watch grandchildren at home. As an employer, keep an eye more on the problems with hiring that our concern-specific companies are adjusting to. If the tech hiring changes are reset to 2020, that's not a bad place to end up. Further evidence that it's noise to ignore and instead focus on the opportunities presented by those other leaders' miscalculations. PC-matic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust default-deny foundation. Finally, a lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. It's the perfect complement to your current security stack. No minimums and no annual contracts. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP today. Thanks for listening. Today is both National Microwave Oven Day and National Gazpacho Day, which I'm not sure go together. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Captain Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.